Chai and the Dog. I'm your host Deepak.
And I'm Arshna.
And we have our dog Lulu. Hey guys, welcome back. Our second episode of Yoga, Chai and a Dog. We have our cup of tea before us and a glass of water for me too. Yeah. And so this is your host, Deepak Mohan, and I have...
Hi, I'm Arshna here, and welcome back for the second episode of Yoga, Chai and Dog. And dog is sitting on my lap.
Yes, the dog is on the lap, 3 inches below Arshna's microphone, so you may hear her panting. Well, this was me, but going forward, it's going to be Lulu, right?
Yeah.
Great, guys. Thank you very much for your mail. Thank you very much for liking us on Instagram. Thank you very much for following us on Twitter. And if you haven't done so far, let me repeat it again. Our email address is yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. Our Twitter address is @yogachaidog1. And our Instagram account is yogachaidog. Okay? So, Archana, question time.
Yeah.
Why should anybody go for yoga? Who goes for yoga? And how do you get into yoga? So I'm still not a yoga person. I still don't follow yoga. What kind of people, you know, get attracted to yoga and why?
It's plenty of questions at a time.
Yeah, sorry.
So I would start with who comes for yoga. So with my own practice and with my own knowledge, I find that people come for different reasons. So first of all, we all know that we are so obsessed about how we look. So the body image. So as you know, I'm an eating psychology coach. And people, when they talk about yoga, they really think that it can change their shape.
Does it?
So it does, but yoga is, you know, far more than just the physical practice. And I had my experience with one of my friend who was applying for a yoga teacher. And I don't want to name the institute or anything, but when she approached them, they said she can't give application for the yoga teacher training. And the reason was she has some disabilities with her movement. But I just thought that was a very wrong message to say, because yoga, you can be a yoga teacher or you can practice yoga.
That's a yoga teacher. So, okay, I don't want to be a teacher. Let's say I want to start yoga. Right?
Yeah, that is what I'm just, because
okay, sorry.
this is very important where I'm coming from. So so any institute which says that, they can just say that, you know, we focus on one part of the yoga, which is the physical training. Yeah. So when people come for weight loss or when people think their body shape would change, yes, fine enough, the yoga has got that thing in that, you know, if you practice the asana and all. So some people, they just come initially for that. But some people, they come because they are looking for something more spiritual. And somewhere they find that, they, you know, yoga can bring them in. They don't realize it, actually. In their subconscious level, they have this think that, okay, yoga is something which can make them feel happy, or maybe make them feel more belonged here or grounded. So I've come across a lot of people when they come to my class, because my class is usually in the evening, and when evening people really want to come for a class which is like they're settling
relaxing
down and relaxation,
yeah,
and
yeah.
People from directly from the office or you know, the homemaker, they finish their work, their children are on the bed, and they want to come. So I have seen that they really like that time, a yoga which can bring them more in their inner self. So this is something which I really think is important.
But then, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, let's say I've spent 8 hours at work, I come back, I go for a yoga class, and then, you know, the yoga teacher makes me do yoga exercises. I'm really tired. So is that a right Is that I mean, so when I if I want to select a yoga class, what kind of a class I should go for? Yeah, let's say I'm an office worker. I really get stressed out in the office, and I want to come back, and I really don't want to kind of, sit before the telly, put it on, which I do. Yeah, and then spend the next 2 hours, watching something idiotic, I would rather do something else and also de-stress myself. So which yoga I should go to? Because you keep on hearing various type of yoga, and now you also have dog yoga, goat yoga, yoga with a beer. Which yoga? I would love to go with the yoga with the wine.
That's a really very nice question because, coming from someone who doesn't do yoga. So, I think that yoga, now yoga with Qigong, because I did
Sorry,
my
what?
yoga with Qigong.
Qigong.
Qigong is a Chinese way of energy work, which come people know Tai Chi. So Qigong is the main thing, and from Tai Chi and all that comes. So
How is that spelled?
Qigong is Qui.
Oh, Qui.
So it's Qigong is something which I learned from Mimi, which is a yoga teacher here in UK. So that I always felt that it's a very good practice when somebody is very stressed out and they are doing this, and then the mindfulness practice, which comes with yoga. So
Aren't these
if
two separate,
we
yoga?
everything is separate, but just I'm coming back
Oh,
to that.
sorry,
So
sorry.
when you do yoga with something like when somebody is stressed out, so you don't go to the asana, which is really like too
The
much of
exercises.
too much of flow or too much of balancing and all. You want them to give something which is more like relaxation, which stretches them and which calms them. So sympathetic and parasympathetic.
Oh my
Sympathetic
God.
is something where your nervous system is working out, so you don't want them to work out. You want them to cool down. Not exactly cool down, but you want them to be calm and
Relax.
peace, relaxed. So yoga has got different asana.
Yoga with Qigong, you would recommend to people who are like office workers when you come back and you want to kind of,
And I'm just saying it's an option, but yoga itself, just if you would go to some of the yoga classes which is happening in the evening, and you inquire, you don't go for the hot yoga or you don't go for the yoga which can be. And yoga has a different name that is also very interesting, because if you originally know about yoga, you know that yoga was just yoga. Yeah, now different branches has come. So I am specialized more in the vinyasa form of yoga, where
What
people
is that?
it's like a flow. So a one asana flows into the other, one asana flows into. But sometime I just go into breathing more. So I just make the class go slow rather than one after the another flow. So this is where vinyasa can differ. In morning practice can be like a very fast flow, but evening practice can be a slower flow and longer. You are into one asana for a longer time, and then you come back. And then always, I like finishing it with a mindfulness practice or a meditation.
So, is it always recommended that if I'm starting my journey on yoga, I should start, with a yoga teacher? Or is it also that because there are so many books and so many videos that is available? So, is it something I don't know whether I'm going to like yoga, right? Okay. So, is it something like a taster kind of a thing where I can probably pick up a book or probably look at some videos and say, okay, let me do this and let me see if it helps.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who come to your class and they have already done some yoga in front of a telly or something. But just now I was talking to someone, who has worked with me on Skype with her therapy session, and what she said that my therapy session was really excellent. She benefited a lot from that. But something what she said that when I sit with someone personally, one to one, where your energy exchange is there. So she said that the person who I'm working with now, I feel that she's saying exactly the same thing what you have said, but because it's physical presence make a difference.
It does.
So, so same with yoga. When you have a teacher, so I'm not saying I'm the best here and come to my class, though I want everyone to come to my class.
Subtle advertising.
yeah, but the thing is, you know, I learned this from one of my colleagues. She was very young. She was in her late 20s, and she does her yoga, a fast yoga class and all. And people started folding their mat when she was, you know, she was taking the class. And
what
she,
do you mean fast yoga?
Her yoga was flow was really fast, and you know it was like
as in
said,
one
yeah,
exercise after
yeah,
other.
Yeah, and it was because her energy was, she's young, and her music, everything, because how she wants to specialize in that type of
Are
yoga.
Are you sure
here.
That was yoga and not Zumba? Sorry.
Yeah. So what she said was very beautiful. She said to in the class we were talking about our experience in the class. She said, I felt very upset, and for any teacher this is very upsetting when your students started folding
Obviously.
Their mat in
yeah.
between the class, and that is very rude also actually. But the thing is what
but
she
what
said.
But what if I can't cope? If I'm not able to cope to her speed, then rather than fall down or just keep on sitting, I just kind of politely
Yeah, but you know, remember sometime what happened, because she was such a young girl and she was a new teacher, she was taking. So you must have researched about that person, and then you have come, and you can't just blame to the teacher for that.
That's interesting. Okay, so I want to find a yoga teacher, right? Okay, I know I have you, but let's say if I didn't have you. Mm-mm. Okay. And I wanted to find a yoga teacher. Obviously, I mean, you know, on their website, on their Facebook page, whatever, they are always going to, you know, speak. They are highly qualified. What are the key things I should be looking for?
First of all, you have to go and go to their class
okay.
and see. And so this is where I was coming from. So this young girl, what she did was absolutely courageous and amazing. And I learned from that young girl what she said in the class. She said to those people, rather than getting upset about it, she said beautifully that maybe I am not the right yoga teacher for you, but one day you will find a right yoga teacher for yourself. So don't think yoga is bad. Don't think yoga, you can't do yoga. Go and find a teacher which you would be happy with. And
wow.
that was absolutely something
wow.
which was like mind-blowing, yeah?
That's amazing. That's
yeah.
amazing. I would have been upset. I mean, you know, in my presentations, when I'm doing a presentation and I find people fiddling with their phone or something, I really get upset. But that's something that I should
yeah.
probably use.
Yeah.
Probably I'm not able to connect with you guys.
And can you see that girl was doing a very different yoga than, you know, it was more of a strength type of yoga or powerful yoga. But can you see how spiritual and how connected she was with her practice? Because the only person who can offer these type of statement
so, yeah,
or
yes.
a true yoga teacher, I would say she was
yes.
a true yoga teacher. She is a true yoga teacher. And she said that, and this has really hit me. And I always feel when people come to my class and next, you know, you always want to see those faces. But if in case next class I don't see them, I don't get upset, because I know that I cover that in my, I've just taken that dialogue from her, and I sometimes cover that and I say, maybe you would not like my class, but there are different yoga teacher, go to them and learn. Yeah, so yes,
okay.
So if you are looking for a yoga teacher, you have to go. So there, this is your answer,
mm-hmm.
Deepak here,
yeah.
that you have to go for class sometime to get the feeling of it. Do you like the person? Do you like the way she talks? Do you like this? So
and then, like, for example, I join a yoga class. I feel good after that, whatever. Do I need to practice at home? Or is it enough that, you know, is it sufficient that I probably, you know, I go twice a week, you know, to the yoga class, or once a week to a yoga class, and I do that?
Initially, I would say no, because yes, I know the discipline and practice is an important part, but I have been coaching so many people, you know, one-to-one also, and I did say to them that it's good if you can practice 10 15 minutes daily.
Oh, just but, 10 15 minutes?
Yeah, 10 15 minutes.
Oh,
not
okay.
Not an hour, but 10 15
okay.
minutes, just
That's
some
manageable.
Of your breathing exercise. You can just open up. And so it's called morning and evening asana, where you could just with a teacher who would tell you how to do the morning asana and evening asana. So it's very important. But the thing is, I don't force anyone like you, Deepak. If you are my client, I would never force you to do it as a practice at home on your own, because first you would really learn, and then slowly you would see yoga itself would be your teacher. And it would start talking to you and would ask you to take out your mat. And I always recommend my clients to have their own mat and own bolster. Because when I was talking to someone, I'm one of my clients, and I said, do you do mindfulness practice, what we do? And she said, yes, Arshna, because the minute I see that bolster, I think that bolster is calling me and saying, oh, sit on me and do meditation, be quiet. Yeah, so it's and she was really right, because this is why I want people to have their own mat and bolster. It's not that the clubs and the studio doesn't provide that, but it's really very something very special, and you feel that when it's there, you can take out your mat and just do some of the things. So, but initially, I don't ask anyone
okay.
to do that.
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt you there. I keep on interrupting. Sorry. Probably as a host, I have my privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I didn't want to do it over
yeah,
there.
That's okay.
Suddenly from yoga, you started talking about mindfulness. Are they connected?
Yoga, again, you know, again, when I said that yoga is just not the physical practice, yes, yoga, there was a very good question, which is my teacher, my guru, which is Debbie. She posted in a yoga teachers group that is meditation important? Yeah, so there was.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So
I also have the question.
so this is related to yoga, because yoga cannot be done without being mindful and without getting into a meditation. So a lot of teachers, they emphasize on meditation. So some people would say, "Oh, I don't do meditation, but I do yoga."
Okay, hang on. We are getting into another topic over here, meditation. Tell me, what is mindfulness and how does it differ from meditation, or are they the same thing?
Mindfulness, the word has been come from the Buddhist practice. So as I am a very keen learner of Buddhism too, so I'm just very still a baby step there, but still I'm learning about the mindfulness more. And meditation word
so
is mostly...
So
it's the
yeah.
exactly, I would say it's the exactly the same thing, but the process of mindfulness is something different than meditation. Meditation is where you, with yoga people, you know, if you are just going through the yoga philosophy and everything, so they would use the term meditation. Mindfulness is coming from the Buddhism side of it, but mindfulness and meditation is more or less similar.
But isn't mindfulness, as I understand it, and I haven't read anything, I'm just trying to understand though, isn't mindfulness being aware of your surrounding?
To be being present in now.
To be present
in
now.
Now.
And on the other hand, meditation is getting away from now, as in you are
kind of
disassociating from the things around you, or am I completely
off
the mark?
You are saying the same thing actually,
oh,
but
okay.
in different words.
Okay.
So meditation is also like being present. So both mindfulness and meditation is being present with now. Yeah. So and I am not going deep into meditation and mindfulness, because that
yeah,
would confuse
you. We'll
because
take
meditation
that
itself is a very different topic to talk on, and mindfulness, but. If you are a new, so for you, meditation and mindfulness, I would initially say it's the same thing. You know, you just have to be present at now. So don't get...
jumbled up.
Yeah.
Because, I am.
Because, you know, this is not a teacher's training. This
yeah.
is not anything. We are talking about yoga as a layman and how it will help you. So for me, I keep on exchanging things in my class, and I'm very much influenced by Buddhism. So I bring a lot of mindfulness practices, because there are some practitioners which I work with, and they do a lot of mindfulness stuff. So that's why I'm very much influenced with that. But meditation itself itself is a very different topic, which we would talk maybe later in this program.
Okay, so let's say I'm one of the listeners of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll definitely go and search out for a yoga teacher. But is there something I can start with at home? Just like that? About yoga? Some yoga exercise? Any yoga?
Definitely, there are so many website and everything is there where you could start, and there are people who start. There are DVDs and all. But the origin of yoga was always with a guru. Guru is not like fake guru. I'm not talking about any of those guru. Guru is a teacher. So when you go, still at this state, from Monday, I'm going for teacher's training again, advanced teacher training. So the guru can, there might be a lot of things which I already know, but the guru, when we go to a teacher and when we learn from that, it's very different because they have devoted their life on that, 20 years, 25 years. So when they teach you, 40 years, 50 years. So it's something very, they can really design yoga for you. If you really want to do one-to-one, something like that, so they can. So giving you example of, I have been working with cancer patient, I have been working with chronic illness, and sometime I have just working with people who has got stress. So, my yoga flow and how I do the practice with them differs. So I would certainly say that this helps when you see a teacher. But if you don't have any teacher around you, which you really, if you don't have any teacher, I would say that, you might find someone, because yoga is very popular these days. But still, you can start doing something at home, but don't get discouraged, because it's again the same thing what I started with. You there is lack of the physical presence, and that can make it a bit more.
But I find a yoga teacher I really like.
It's very hard to please him.
No, sorry. My question was completely
different. That's okay. Yeah.
But the person is, let's say, he or she lives far away. Yeah. So can he be effective on Skype?
Yes, there are a lot of teachers who are doing these days the Skype yoga practices and all. I do for some of my clients, and I showed them how to do it, and they practice on their own, and then they come back with the question, and okay, Arshna, I have a neck issue, I find that my neck is very stiff, or when I'm doing this, I find I'm not very balanced, so what can I do for the balance? So these are like some small beginner's question which we can handle and which we can show. And when you are very experienced also, so then there come, some of the teachers, yoga teacher can come, and I have answered a lot of yoga teachers also sometime, when they have issues with their practice or something, because my background is just not yoga, because I have done the practitioner side of the body and how it works, and also sometimes the knowledge comes and it's everything comes together. So yes, so my answer would be yes here for that.
Oh, wow.
Skype call, yeah.
Oh, well,
and one thing I want to cover here is because as people who know me, I have a lot of friends who are much older than me, much older. So they
I'm
are.
I'm not going
their,
to ask your age.
So they are like 30, 40 years older. So in that, and especially in UK when we are living, so they don't see social media. So this was what I really wanted to cover here. So two or three people who were in their 80s and 90s, and they asked me that, okay, what do you do? I said, yoga. So, I'm a yoga teacher too. So, I'm a coach. They understand each part of it, but they didn't understand yoga. And they said, oh, yoga is not popular here in UK. I said, yes, it is. And then first of all, I started defending myself. But then I realized that they don't have, they are not into the social media or anything. So they are not. So how can I explain them what's yoga? Yeah, and how can they be interested in the class? Because I honestly think that yoga is for everyone. Maybe they are 80 or 90 or 100, they can still do yoga. So for me, rather than defending, I said that yoga is a practice where you don't just come on your handstand and on your head or something, because they must have seen some picture. I said it is a practice which can be done on a chair. So that is called chair yoga. A yoga is a practice which can be done on your bed. If you just lie down on
Really?
your bed, and you can work on your breathing. You can work on some of the stretches or something. So yoga can be designed for a kid, like a 3-year-old kid can do yoga, and a 90 or 100-year-old person can do yoga.
And
So
what about yoga with a beer?
I honestly think, Deepak,
Okay,
that's
sorry.
something which I really think, why would we drink? I don't know. I
Okay,
don't have
that's
any
it.
answer for that, but definitely you would not find that in my class. So go and find any other teachers in who
Yoga
can do that.
with a dog? Yoga
With
with a goat?
a dog, I sometimes feel like, it was not a bad idea, because I know when I practice, because animals, especially the dog and cat, and most of the animals, they are very tuned with the energy. So if you know about energy, you know that they can connect with the healing energy. So maybe if you are practicing yoga at home, or you have seen someone who practice yoga, you always see the dogs or cat nearby. I think they are attracted with that energy,
Yeah,
whether you agree or not.
actually, I've seen that way. Whenever you put out your mat, the first thing Lulu does is goes and sits on the mat.
Yeah, because it's
Yeah.
the energy there is very
Oh
different, and
wow,
that's what
never thought from that
we
angle.
yeah. So it's
Wow, that's
really.
really interesting. A lot of food for thought. I hope, guys, you liked it. If you have any more questions about yoga, please do write to us. Do leave your comments on what you thought about it. We would love to hear from you guys. Our email ID, as before, is yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. Twitter is at yogachaidog1, and the Instagram is yogachaidog. We'll come back next week again. Till then, it's bye from me.
I will just add
Oh,
here
sorry.
that that's okay. I will just add here, if you have any questions related to what I and one thing which if you can take from this podcast is what I said about that young girl. So look for a teacher, but if you don't like it, don't think that yoga doesn't work for you. So go for another. And we will definitely cover a topic later about mindfulness and meditation, because that was
Yes,
a
we
very
will.
good question. What is but I knew that if I'm getting into this, if you are a teacher listening to it, you would not be happy with my answer, because it's very complicated, and for a beginner to understand. But definitely I would break it down so that you can understand.
I think let's do the next podcast on
Next
mindfulness.
podcast, let's be mindful of what we
Okay.
want
All
to do. We
right,
can't just
we'll
announce
decide the topic
that.
next one, but till then, guys, bye-bye. Thanks a lot for
Yeah,
tuning in.
bye-bye. Bye-bye.